Just like cash register tape, my underwear turns colors when I'm about to run out. I mean that I run out of the white underwear first, and then I've got a couple of grays in there, and when they're gone, I'm left with two blacks in the drawer, and I know I am out. Hello, everybody. This is Paul Douglas Boyer, and this is the Mad Money Machine, but don't take my word for it. Here's Crystal.
The Mad Money Machine, nominated as Best Business Podcast at podcastawards.com.
Thank you very much, Crystal. Yes, indeed. This is the Mad Money Machine, show number 35. Get my investing newsletter. And the Mad Money Machine is proud to be sponsored by Index Funds Advisors at IFA.com, matching people with portfolios. Well, coming up on this show, I've got a tool in the crib for you that you're going to need when you plan your financial independence. I've got the location where you can buy a Kramer bobblehead doll, and I've got the answer to the question of how do I spot tops in the market. Well, if you remember a long, long time ago, I think in episode number one of the Mad Money Machine, which I know a lot of you can't seem to get to anymore, I'll tell you how in a minute. Not that you'd want to, by the way. Those old shows are awful. Oh, man, that was back in the reel-to-reel days. But anyway, Jeremy Siegel was the guru on Guru Roulette and talked about his book, The Future for Investors. And in there, he talked about how with the baby boomers retiring, they're going to be pulling all their money out of the stock market and the markets are going to go down. Well, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal on August 1st of this year by Julian Mincer entitled "Retiring Boomers Unlikely to Spur Market Collapse." And the article starts by saying a sharp and sudden decline in financial asset prices is unlikely as retiring baby boomers sell their assets, according to a report by the Government Accountability Office. Well, the article quotes the Director for Education, Workforce, and Income Security at the GAO, and who says, "The bottom line is a market meltdown is unlikely. Assets are fairly concentrated among the very high earners." I've got a link in my show notes for this show to the actual GAO article. It's 70 pages long. Well, a lot of appendices, and there's some charts and graphs in there, so it's not 70 pages of reading. But I'd recommend you take a look at this article. And then get out your copy of The Next Great Bubble Boom by Harry Dent and compare what he has to say versus what the GAO has to say, and then flip a coin and see which one you believe is true. And thank everybody for your comments out at madmoneymachine.com in the show notes for the previous show. Had a lot of comments. I'm going to give away a book to a random winner here in a little bit. Several people have said they like the music in the show. A couple of people said, oh, could you do less music or maybe even no music? And for you couple of people, I say, lighten up. It's music that makes the world go round. If you're a podcaster or are a sponsor and want to advertise on a podcast and are going to the Podcast Expo September 29th and 30th in Ontario, California, well, I'm going to be there too, and I'd like to meet up with you. Here's another little piece of information been in the news recently. You know, Congress is on the verge of passing 401k reform. And what they're going to do is they're going to make it The default is that you do contribute to your 401k instead of making that an option that you have to sign up for. So in other words, when you start your job, you automatically contribute to the 401k as opposed to having to opt in, which people sometimes are too lazy to do. Well, so here's an aspect of it that I don't think I've heard anybody talking about. If they do pass that and more people pump money into the stock market, won't that make prices go up? So the Fed kept interest rates the same this week. I actually read an article that talked about how bonds are really more worried about inflation than they are about the Fed stop raising rates. And so now that the Fed has stopped raising rates, maybe the bond guys are more worried about inflation, meaning that interest rates would continue rising in bonds, and which would be bad for bond prices. I don't know. Can anybody really time even the bond market? I doubt it. So there's an advertisement in the Wall Street Journal a few days ago by Fidelity. It says, find out if you're as smart as you think you are. Backtest your trading strategies with Fidelity. I'm going to talk about their Wealth Lab Pro software, which I do have a copy of. I say, what good is it knowing how your trading strategies would have done? They are absolutely no predictor for the future. So you can actually write your own trading formula, I think, in Pascal or something like that. Let's trade every stock as soon as it hits the 50-day moving average or 200-day moving average or whatever, and let's only use stocks in a certain capitalization range and blah, 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 blah. I say instead of doing all that, why not just get out your telescope and see how the stars are aligned to decide which stocks to buy. And I just did a Google search, and it turns out there is a book called Investing by the Stars, Using Astrology in the Financial Markets by Henry Weingartner. Of course, it was Warren Buffett that said, we've long felt that the only value of stock forecasters is to make fortune tellers look good. And speaking of Warren Buffett, his stock's been in the news recently. I guess his company's done pretty well, and the stocks has gone up a couple of days this past week. If you go out to IFA.com, you'll see a link there, IFA versus Buffett. And it compares the performance of the IFA Index 100 portfolio versus the Berkshire Hathaway Class A shares. It looks at the comparable risk in the Berkshire Hathaway stock versus the risk in an IFA Emerging Markets Index or the Emerging Markets Value Indexes. It chooses those because the standard deviations of those are all about the same, 23% and a little bit. And it turns out the actual annualized return for those emerging market indices is higher than if you'd owned the Berkshire Hathaway stock. So same amount of risk, better return, deal or no deal? Seems like a pretty good deal to me. Have you ever heard something like this before? Which way is the market headed? Find out now. Hi, I'm Paul Douglas Boyer, host of The Mad Money Machine, nominated for Best Business Podcast at podcastawards.com, a multi-dollar, multi-product endeavor. Get my latest stock market outlook. It's got powerful insights you can use with your investments now. This is a limited time offer. Well, of course, I'd love to be able to sell you a newsletter of my opinion of what the stock market's going to do. But let me read to you a little passage from the Boglehead's Guide to Investing that I read the other day. Mark Hulbert, it says, who we talked about on this show and whom you'll remember I'm trying to channel his spirit. Not that he's dead, but on vacation at least. Says, Mark Hulbert did a study of newsletter portfolios. His statistics are startling. For example, Mr. Hulbert constructed a hypothetical portfolio made up of each year's top-performing newsletter portfolio from 1981 through 2003. Over the 12 months following their top showing, these former winners produced an average annualized loss of 32.2%. Compare this dismal second-year performance to the Wilshire 5000 Total Stock Market Index, which during the same second-year period had an annualized gain of 13.1%. And then it goes on in the book to talk about one of the competitors to this show. Yeah, I bet I know there's some of you out there that listen to the Doug Fabian Show, which you can download from iTunes. He's got a little radio program out of Los Angeles, and he's a well-known newsletter writer himself. And it's Boglehead's Guide says, one of the best-known newsletter writers is Doug Fabian. And I did not know this about Doug Fabian, but it says, in August 2003, Mr. Fabian confidently announced to Chuck Jaffe on CBS MarketWatch that he could produce a 100% return in 365 days using a turbocharged version of the system he sells investors. To prove that his market timing system worked, Fabian publicly invested $500,000 of his own money using the system. Big mistake! Unfortunately for Fabian, his $500,000 investment subsequently lost $192,000, and he was unable to hide the fact from his readers. Not one to be discouraged, he claimed the lost $192,000 was, quote, worth it, unquote, for the lessons he learned about investing. And they say one of the primary reasons we're writing this book is to ensure that your lessons about investing will be much less expensive. And this week's stock tip, which is not sponsored by a Lipton Cold Brew Iced Tea, yet at least, is if a stock that you bought goes down 50%, how much does it have to go back up to get to where you bought it? 100%. Hey, you know those Kramer bobblehead dolls you see on the Mad Money show? Well, I know where you can buy one. Look in my show notes for this show, and I'll have a link to the place where you can get your very own Kramer bobblehead doll. All right, here's the answer to the question. How do I spot market tops? Well, it's simply by looking at a chart to see where they've peaked and come back down. I didn't say I could spot them in the future, only in the past. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. A 12-step program for active investors. Step 2, Nobel laureates. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. I sit at my computer, my active trading software, and some days are better than others. Some never end. But in trying to keep it all together, I don't know, I fall apart every now and then, and it wrecks my whole portfolio. I wish there were some kind of assurance that my investments would do well. Some kind of proof that I'd be okay. That's all I need. Some science that I could just believe in. Bigger than me.
Some days are better than others. Some never end. Keeping it all together, I fall apart now and then. Just knowing there's something bigger than me.
Louis Bachelier's doctoral thesis said there is no useful information contained in historical price movements of securities. In 1933, Alfred Coles reviewed about 12,000 stock recommendations and published his results in an article entitled, Can Stock Market Forecasters Forecast? His conclusion, it is doubtful. Nobel Prize in Economics winner Harry Markowitz presented the theory of the efficient portfolio. Modigliani and Miller showed that a firm's value is unrelated to its dividend policy, and that policy is an unreliable guide for stock selection. William Sharpe, another Nobel Prize in Economics winner, said that the capital asset pricing model finds that the expected return of an asset is determined by its beta coefficient, a means of measuring the volatility of a security or portfolio of securities in comparison with the market as a whole. Paul Samuelson, another Nobel Prize in Economics winner, said that market prices are the best estimates of value. Price changes follow random patterns, and future stock prices are unpredictable. Eugene Fama's efficient market theory concluded that no one can consistently outperform a market. Then he, along with Kenneth French, developed the three-factor asset pricing model as an invaluable tool for asset allocation and portfolio analysis. If you're not aware of the works of these distinguished academics, if your only knowledge of the stock market is what the TV or newspaper tell you, we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home.
Is there some way you can rescue me? Some way you can bring me home again? Some way you can rescue me?
So you say you'd rather hear me talk about trading stocks than investing stocks. Well, I've got a show for you. Next week is the Super Stock Spectacular. And it's a show all about how to make money by picking stocks. Hey, last Friday on that show on CNBC, Mad Money with Jim Cramer, you know, the one where he talks about picking different stocks and so forth. Well, he had a repeat of a repeat of a repeat that was about the one where... He gave us the steps of how to pick stocks for a discretionary fund. And it was all the 10 categories of stocks that I used in the Portfolio Smackdown page at madmoneymachine.com. Well, in listening to that again, he's got some really good words of wisdom that I'd like to quote for you right now. He says, I got a prediction for you. If you don't have your portfolio set up the right way, if you're not diversified... Crystal ball, I see nothing but devastation in your future. Look, before you even get to the point you have the luxury of making the moves I mentioned on this show, you've got to have the dough. Don't play with money you need. Don't play with retirement money. We need discretionary funds to play around. Then he says, okay, hot shot, you got funds ready to go? He plays the horse racing starting theme. Here's how we build, really start building our portfolio. Remember, I'm talking about discretionary funds, so-called mad money. And I'm talking about investing in stocks. Now, of course, you need to be more diversified than just holding stocks. Did you catch that? This is a stock show. And then he went into the 10 different categories. But a couple of key sentences in there are, don't play with money you need. Isn't that interesting? How many of you listening are playing in the stock market with money you will need? And don't play with retirement money, which I guess is also money that you need. This is basically play money. It is gambling money. Let's just come out and say it. It's gambling money that you're going to spend in the stock market. He's not talking about investments. He's talking about discretionary money, which we can rename gambling money. If we can keep that separate in our minds somehow, then I think we're going to be good in good shape. Recently on this show, I've talked a lot more about the investing stream of money, because that's where really you've got to know that the bulk of your money is going to be in your investing stream. And some people won't even have a discretionary fund. In fact, I'd say a lot of people won't have a discretionary fund to just play around with and gamble on. So the audience for Jim Cramer's Mad Money has got to be an elite set of people who have an account that they can buy 5 to 10 stocks with and not be afraid to lose their money. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't have a whole lot of money that I don't need. So the bottom line is, now I think I have a framework that I can work within on this show of how I can talk about investments on the one hand. It's a pretty big hand. In fact, probably 9 fingers. And picking stocks on the last finger, the little pinky finger. And that's why next show is going to be the Super Stock Spectacular. Let's go in that tool crib and pull us another one out for this week. It's Tools in the Crib. Well, you know, some of those financial independent retire early calculators require that you put in the age at which you're going to stop needing money. That's a kind of a hard one to predict, isn't it? Well, I've got a tool for you. It's the Life Expectancy Calculator. The link to that will be in my show notes. You simply go to the website. It's a one-page form. You put in your age. You put in your height. You put in your weight. You put in a whole bunch of other stuff. You press the calculate life expectancy button, and boom! For me, my median lifetime is 84 years. My upper quartile will be 91 years. My lower quartile is 74 years. And it gives you some options of analyzing some of your bad habits and maybe figuring out a way to extend your life. If my upper quartile is only 91, then I could knock 9 years off of my retirement plan, right? I won't need money when I'm 92 anyway. Well, that's our tool in the crib this time, the Life Expectancy Calculator. And as with all the tools I've given you so far, this one is free! Hey, and an update to Yahoo Finance. If you go to finance.yahoo.com/charts, they've got a real nice update to their stock charts. Go check that one out. Oh, I promised I was going to tell you how to download the old shows. Well, I don't really want you to, but if you must, go out to my website, madmoneymachine.com, and along the right-hand side there somewhere under categories, you'll see a link for podcasts. If you click that, that'll show you on the main page all the podcast entries, all the podcast episodes. Just go down to the one that you want, click on it, and inside the show notes there, you'll find a link to be able to download the file directly into your computer. Okay, well, I want to give away another copy of this book, Index Funds, 12-Step Program for Active Investors, written by Mark Hebner. First of all, I want to tell you about a chart on page 246. This is the Index Portfolio 100 Bright Red Chart. It's the Annualized Returns Matrix, 35 years of Index Portfolio 100. Now, you remember those maps where you used to see the distance between two cities, any two cities? You pick the two cities that you want, and then you go down and find the intersection of the lines between those two, and it tells you how much the distance is between those two cities. Well, this chart looks like that, and it operates the same sort of way, but what it tells you is what is the annualized return of this portfolio between any 2 years. So, for example, between the years 1975 and 1986, inclusive, the return for that portfolio was an annualized 21.9%. Holy cow, Philtown! You can see the red diagonal in the middle shows you any 12-year period that that portfolio is, what the annualized return is for any 12-year period. It really is a beautiful thing to look at. Now, past performance, like our good friend Nassim Nicholas Taleb would say, is no guarantee of future returns, but man, I like the odds there. And I appreciate all of you for putting a comment in the show notes. You know, it turns out that it looks like, of the 26 of you that have entered a comment, only 9 did not find the show through iTunes. So I guess what's the opposite way to say it? 17 of you, 16 or 17 of you, found the show through iTunes. So it just shows the importance of being up there and listed in the iTunes directory. And it looks like a lot more of you are listening on various iPods than on the PC. Maybe it's a 2-to-1 ratio. 2/3 of you are listening on iPods, 1/3 listening on the PC. Well, let's pick one at random now. Go out to random.org, enter, generate one integer, smallest value is 1, largest value is 26. Get numbers, the number is 5. Let's see who 5 is. 5 is Technique. Technique says, great show as always. The intro was superb. I believe I found the show at Podcast Alley, and it caught my eye because of the Mad Money correlation with Jim Cramer's TV show. I think it was around episode 5 or 6, and I listened back at the beginning, including the short little promo podcast. Oh, that one stinks. I got to change that. Number 2, I primarily listen at work through the computer. A Mac Mini. Yeah, a lot of you said you listen at work. Don't you guys work while you're at work? Holy cow! Well, congratulations, Technique, for winning this book. I know that you're going to like it. And for the 25 of you that did not win, go out now and buy a copy. I do appreciate you making comments out of madmoneymachine.com. And also, I only got about 4 people took me up on the MySpace offer. So if you're a member of MySpace, hook up to me. I would like to give away another copy of Index Funds, a 12-step program for active investors. The question on the last show was pretty simple. Got 26 people to respond, and I appreciate you for doing that. You guys are considered the board of directors for the Mad Money Machine. Thank you very much. Oh, this next one is going to be a little tougher, but I'd appreciate if you could try and pull it off anyway. And here it is. Tell me where you have advertised the Mad Money Machine. Maybe you write a blog, and maybe you'll make a mention of the madmoneymachine.com in there. Or maybe you've gotten a friend to subscribe somehow. Or maybe you're just able to post to some other discussion forum where you mention the Mad Money Machine. Or maybe you made up a t-shirt or bumper sticker, or I don't know. That's why it's a little harder this time, because I don't know. Just tell me how you have advertised the Mad Money Machine. Put it in the comments of the show notes for this show. If you haven't been registered out at madmoneymachine.com, it's easy to register, and I promise not to spam you more than a handful of times a year, and I won't sell your email address. So go ahead and register. Add a comment in the show notes of how you have gotten the word out about the Mad Money Machine. I'll pick one at random to win this book on the next show. Well, this has been Paul Douglas Boyer saying it takes money to make money, and it takes ignoring all the stock-picking newsletters to make a Mad Money Machine. And after the disclaimer, I've got a special song for you. You talk about financial independence and retiring early. Those tools often ask you how much money you're going to spend. Well, it's amazing how much you can get for $12.99. I'll see you next time. Visit our sponsor, Index Funds Advisors, at IFA.com, matching people with portfolios. You've been listening to Paul Douglas Boyer's Mad Money Machine. Some music played on this program was made possible by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Mad Money Machine is not affiliated with Jim Cramer, CNBC, Real Money, TheStreet.com, or anyone else, really. I may have long or short positions on some or all of the investments discussed on this show. Although the information discussed on this program is believed to be reliable, neither I nor the sponsors of this program make any representations or warranties whatsoever as to its accuracy or completeness. Nor do we assess, verify, or guarantee the suitability or profit of any particular investment, and you should not rely solely upon this program for purposes of transacting securities or other investments. Opinions expressed by me and any of my guests are current opinions only and subject to change without notice. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time for more of Paul Douglas Boyer's Mad Money Machine.
Pocket is torn from the years it spent catching the car keys and the spare change. You can tell it's been worn from the tears and the stitching. This old sweatshirt seen better days. In March 96, I was traveling through this town and wanted a cheap souvenir. I would never have guessed from the name on the chest one day I'd end up living here. 12.99 bought me the chance to stay warm for the night. Now in my mind, it takes me straight back to that place and that time. It's amazing the things you can buy for $12.99. I can still picture the red in her face, just as clear as this stain on the sleeve. She was convinced that she'd ruined our first date when she spilled her coffee on me. But the heat was no match for the look that she had, as the air outside kept getting colder. Drove to the beach and she shivered beside me, and I draped it over her shoulders. 12.99 bought her the chance to stay warm for that night. And now in my mind, it takes me straight back to that place and that time. It's amazing the things you can buy for $12.99. It's just $13 at the courthouse downtown for the papers to make her my bride. I dig through the pocket and come up one coin short, but the judge says that he'll let it slide. It's amazing the things you can buy. $12.99 bought me the chance to look back on my life. One day in my mind, I will remember this place and this time. It's amazing the things you can buy for $12.99. It's amazing the things you can
buy. Amazing the things you can buy.
It's amazing the things you can buy.
It's amazing the things you
can buy. It's amazing the things you can buy. $12.99.
Thanks for listening to the Mad Money Machine.